Colonel Bingham is the first woman to command the quartermaster school and to hold the position of quartermaster general.
I'm responsible for overseeing the training of soldiers who will come through Fort Lee yearly to train within one of the 9 enlisted MOSs. MOS is military occupational specialty, which is another word for jobs. 20,000 soldiers will come through the quartermaster school and train here. As commandant, I'm responsible for their care and training.
Fort Lee, she said, is like coming home.
You know, I'm really humbled and grateful for the opportunity to continually serve and to particularly come back to a place that I call home, in the sense that over 29 and a half years ago, I stepped foot on Fort Lee, Virginia for the very first time as a brand new second lieutenant straight out of college, ROTC program at the University of Alabama. I don't know that it uniquely prepared me to be the commandant, but I can only say that since being here as a lieutenant, I've continually come back to and through Fort Lee for advanced training throughout my career.
Bingham said she has never regretted her decision to join the Army and believes there are no limits for women who make the same choice.
One of the things that I like to tell both men and women, if you can believe it and conceive it, you can achieve it. A lot of the feeling of being part of a team and being part of something bigger than me, for me, it's just a testament that anyone with a proper attitude and with a desire to be successful, you can continually find and achieve success in any endeavor in which you choose.
She has served all over the world.
One of the things that's really special, though, for me is the fact that I commanded at 2 levels here at Fort Lee, both as a battalion commander in the year 2000 for 2 years. I commanded the 266. Quartermaster Battalion, and 2, I was the garrison commander here from 2005 to 2008, a 3-year assignment of which I was the first woman to hold that post.
The war on terrorism has demonstrated the capabilities of the U.S. military. The Quartermaster Corps, Bingham said, plays a significant role in the lives of soldiers in the field.
Formidable part of the collective military team. The quartermasters are very proud. For more than 236 years, we've been supporting victory, and we've been very proud to be able to be a part of every war our nation has ever fought. And today, you can see evidence on Fort Lee that the men and women that continue to come through and leave our ranks are highly trained, highly motivated, selfless, and committed in every way, and we continue to exploit success wherever we are assigned.
She had high praise for the quality of the young people who volunteer for the Army and the Quartermaster Corps.
The men and women that comprise our ranks really make you proud. They are highly motivated, they're super smart, got great enthusiasm for the task at hand. They are truly America's finest sons and daughters.
Bingham's husband, also in the military, and their children, she said, are proud of her, but she isn't expecting they'll be saluting her at home. Her husband will be at the promotion ceremony Friday at the Lee Club at Fort Lee at 2:30. Will he salute her there?
We'll just have to wait and see if he does.
John Ogle, WCVE News.